What if everything you've been told about maintaining consistent productivity is fundamentally wrong, at least for half the population? Women worldwide push through fatigue, brain fog, and hormonal chaos, believing the solution lies in more willpower, better time management, or the right supplement. Meanwhile, science has quietly documented a second biological clock that governs female energy, creativity, and metabolism, one that's been systematically ignored. This isn't about working harder. It's about discovering that your body operates on a 28-day rhythm with four distinct phases, each offering unique cognitive and physical advantages. When you align with this rhythm rather than fight against it, something remarkable happens. Symptoms vanish, energy stabilizes, and productivity soars, not through force, but through flow. Your body operates on two biological clocks. The 24-hour circadian rhythm governs sleep-wake cycles, but women possess a second rhythm, the 28-day infradian cycle, orchestrating hormonal fluctuations that affect over 150 bodily functions. This isn't just about reproduction. Your menstrual cycle fundamentally shapes brain chemistry, immune response, metabolic rate, microbiome balance, and stress resilience. Ignoring this rhythm creates chronic stress, manifesting as irregular periods, unexplained weight gain, anxiety, diminished cognitive function, and reduced creativity. Up to 80% of women experience significant premenstrual changes, yet most push through without adjusting their approach. The modern epidemic of PCOS, endometriosis, thyroid disorders, and autoimmune conditions stems largely from this misalignment. Traditional productivity systems fail women because they're designed for male hormonal patterns, relatively stable testosterone with predictable daily fluctuations. Women experience dramatic monthly shifts, creating four distinct phases, each with different strengths and needs. Your menstrual cycle operates as a natural productivity system, rotating through four distinct modes. The follicular phase arrives after menstruation as estrogen rises, enhancing creativity, mental flexibility, and neuroplasticity, ideal for brainstorming and planning. Support this with lighter foods, fermented vegetables, sprouted beans, quinoa, and lean proteins. The ovulatory phase represents your energetic peak as estrogen and testosterone surge. Women become more persuasive and charismatic during these days, perfect for presentations, negotiations, and important conversations. Raw, cooling foods help metabolize excess estrogen, leafy greens, berries, kale, and cucumber. The luteal phase shifts you toward detail-oriented focus as progesterone rises. Your metabolism speeds up 8 to 16%, burning more calories daily. Energy remains strong initially, then naturally turns inward, ideal for editing, organizing, and finishing projects. Complex carbohydrates support blood sugar stability, sweet potatoes, brown rice, roasted vegetables. The menstrual phase occurs when hormones drop, triggering bleeding. This enhances communication between brain hemispheres, creating heightened intuition, perfect for evaluation and strategic insights. Warm, nutrient-dense foods replenish what bleeding depletes. Grass-fed beef, dark leafy greens, bone broths. These phases reveal why you feel inconsistent. You're designed to operate differently throughout the month. Food becomes medicine when timed with your hormones. Unlike diets designed for the male 24-hour clock, cycle-synced nutrition rotates foods based on changing needs, strategic support, not restriction. During the follicular phase, fresh, vibrant foods energize rising hormones. Fermented foods like kimchi prime your microbiome, while sprouted beans provide essential nutrients. The ovulatory phase benefits from cooling, raw foods rich in glutathione to metabolize surging estrogen. Spinach, red bell peppers, and berries provide fiber that flushes excess estrogen, preventing acne and bloating. The luteal phase accelerates metabolism, requiring more calories and B vitamins to boost progesterone. Complex carbohydrates like brown rice stabilize blood sugar and mood. During menstruation, increase protein and healthy fats, while iron-rich foods replenish lost nutrients. Popular diets ignore women's changing metabolic needs. Intermittent fasting can worsen insulin sensitivity in women, while extreme keto may disrupt thyroid function, affecting women 5 to 8 times more than men. Instead, adapt elements throughout your cycle. Calorie restriction during follicular, raw foods during ovulation, complex carbs during luteal, and warming keto-style foods during menstruation. The fitness industry's one-size-fits-all approach ignores women's cyclical needs. Applying male-derived protocols can lead to the female athlete triad: inadequate nutrition, irregular periods, and premature bone density loss. Exercise performance naturally varies with hormonal phases. During the follicular phase, higher testosterone creates optimal conditions for muscle building, with studies showing up to 15% better endurance and strength gains. The luteal phase speeds metabolism by 100-300 calories daily, but amplifies cortisol production during intense exercise, potentially triggering fat storage. This explains why some women gain weight despite exercising harder. When workouts exceed 30 minutes, cortisol converts stored fat to glucose, but in women with excess estrogen, increasingly common due to environmental factors, estrogen converts that glucose back into fat, particularly around your midsection and hips. The solution is cycle synchronous. Excel at high-intensity interval training during the follicular phase. The ovulatory phase represents peak performance, ideal for personal records. As the luteal phase begins, transition to flexibility work. During menstruation, focus on restorative activities, walking, gentle yoga, or strategic rest. Women adopting this approach report losing stubborn weight while exercising less intensely. Traditional productivity systems fail women because they're designed for the 24-hour clock, not our 28-day hormonal cycle. The solution isn't managing time more efficiently, it's managing energy according to your cyclical strengths. The Creative Flow Framework aligns tasks with each phase's unique advantages. During the follicular phase, rising estrogen enhances creativity for brainstorming and strategic planning. The ovulatory phase brings peak verbal abilities and confidence for presentations and negotiations. The luteal phase offers detail-oriented focus for completing projects and data analysis. The menstrual phase enhances communication between brain hemispheres, supporting evaluation and strategic thinking. Often dismissed as purely challenging, this phase actually offers unique advantages for introspection and critical assessment. This transforms productivity from relentless push to sustainable rhythm. The key shift is from chronological time management to right timing, doing things at the optimal moment based on your hormonal advantages. This doesn't mean announcing their hormonal status to colleagues. Quietly align your schedule with your cycle where possible. When deadlines don't align with your ideal phase, compensate with additional self-care, extra rest, nutritional support, or movement practices. When female colleagues are in different phases, they bring complementary strengths. One in follicular phase generates creative solutions, another in luteal phase develops implementation plans, another in menstrual phase provides evaluative feedback. This natural diversity creates more balanced, effective teams. The cycle syncing method reclaims feminine wisdom suppressed when Descartes, Newton, and Galileo replaced sacred cyclical connection with linear thinking and the 24-hour clock. Women's cyclical wisdom was dismissed as unreasonable mystery. By syncing with your infradian rhythm, you transcend reductive science. You're not controlled by hormones. With awareness, you tune into and direct them for your benefit. This convergence of science and spirituality offers profound monthly opportunities for reinvention. The cycle syncing method isn't about perfection. Trust your body's signals, start small, and view cyclical living as joyful practice rather than obligation. The goal is breaking free from demands that women be perfect, pretty, thin, and compliant, allowing you to create a future based on embodied wisdom. In a world measuring worth by constant productivity, honoring your cyclical nature is radical. It declares your biology isn't a liability, but a source of power. Once you sync with natural rhythms, you unleash your hormonal superpower, accessing greater creativity, effortless productivity, deeper fulfillment, and profound self-awareness. Your cycle isn't something to endure, it's your blueprint for sustainable success.